Police allege a network of at least 15 customs officers have been working with organised crime to import drugs. They are suspected of importing pseudoephedrine, cocaine, steroids and possibly even weapons. Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare says the arrests are the result of a long investigation by police and customs.
This is the result of a two-year operation headed up by a special task force that's made up of the Australian Federal Police, Customs and Border Protection, and ACLI, our corruption watchdog. This is an ongoing operation, and more arrests are possible. We've been delayed this week in providing this information by a suppression order that's been placed upon us by a Victorian court. That court case has now concluded. The suppression order has been lifted.
Australian Federal Police Commissioner Tony Negus says it was a sophisticated scheme involving drug runners from Thailand and customs officers accessing police databases. Commissioner Negus says the investigation is continuing and he's confident of bringing it to a successful conclusion.
There's much more work to be done and we don't want to telegraph what we are likely to be looking at or areas we're likely to, or what we know and what we don't know at this stage. But suffice to say we are continuing the investigation and we are well advanced on a range of further targets, and as I said, I think it's inevitable that further arrests will be made.
Australian Customs and Border Protection Service Acting Chief Michael Pezzullo says he's disappointed but not surprised by the uncovering of corruption. He says new laws recently passed means Customs and Border Patrol officers will be subject to drug, alcohol and integrity tests and gives new dismissal powers. Mr. Pezzullo says Customs has been involved in the anti-corruption operation from the start.
I'm not so naive as to think that criminal elements will not attempt to penetrate this service, its systems and its staff. We have not had our heads in the sand on this question. The active investigation is not something that I can comment on in any more detail than has already been stated, other than to say that the Customs and Border Protection Service assisted initially in the identification of this cell. Since that time, we've actively supported that investigation.
Minister Jason Clare has issued a stern warning to others involved or any contemplating breaking the law. He says the message to corrupt officers is that they can expect more sting operations and more arrests.
And if you're a corrupt officer, you can expect to get caught. I'm serious about this. There is no place for corruption, whether it's in customs or in the federal police or anywhere else. And if you're corrupt, we will hunt you down and lock you up.
Opposition Customs spokesman Michael Keenan says the allegations are the most significant instances of corruption levelled at a federal agency in decades. Mr. Keenan says the allegations are disturbing and the government must outline why it's been allowed to happen and what it's going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Why it is that we are dealing with these allegations of corruption today. The threshold question is, what has actually happened within customs at Sydney Airport? We still don't know the full extent of what's gone on, although what we do know, from what we do know, it's very clear that there's been an enormous failure of oversight from the government.
Jason Clare says the government expanded the scope of the Commission for Law Enforcement Integrity in January to include customs. The commission has the same powers as a royal commission and can tap phones, coerce people to give evidence and execute search warrants. Mr. Clare also says the government will be establishing a customs reform board which will provide advice and recommendations on how to improve integrity in customs. He says among the board members will be Australia's best corruption hunter, former Royal Commission head Justice James Wood, and former New South Wales Police Commissioner Ken Moroney. He says they are the men with the skills and the experience to get the job done.